In today's episode, I'm excited to dive into how to audit your life and your business so that you can make the best decisions this year and truly design the life that you want to live. Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. I am so excited to be chatting today. Over the last few episodes, we've been talking about New Year's resolutions and goal setting and setting ourselves up for success in the new year. And this episode is going to conclude our New Year series that we've been doing. And I'm really excited to dive into it today because I feel like it's a unique perspective that not a lot of people take, not only in life, but also in business. Today's episode is all about how to audit your business and your life for success. And now, when I personally hear the word audit, I naturally think of the IRS. Or something scary that usually has to do with a negative connotation. But over the years, I've come to love the word audit. And I'm hopeful that by the end of this episode, you're going to be loving it too. Because for me, it means a chance to dig through what's working both in my business and in my life and how I can improve things. I am 100% definitely somebody that feels empowered to make decisions based on numbers and data and analytics. And I love knowing exactly where I am so that I can create a clear action plan as to where I'm going to go. I will never be that person that just jumps in the car and starts driving. I will always have a fully charged phone and a plan for where we're going and how we're going to get there. Plus, I'll probably have the good snacks too. And this may seem a little dull, but I think it's actually the opposite. Because when we audit our business and our life, it gives us the freedom to make better decisions and to make those decisions with peace of mind, knowing they are the right decision for where we are. It really gives us the space and the freedom to be able to make those decisions with confidence. And if you ask me, that is more powerful than anything. So we're going to be auditing four areas of our business and our life. Now, the first thing that we're going to be auditing is something that we wish we all had more of. Yep, you guessed it, time. Do you ever find yourself saying, oh my gosh, I wish I had more time to work out, or I wish I had more time to meal prep, or I wish I had time to finish that course that's been collecting dust in my inbox, or I wish I had more time to read more, or insert a million other things. I know I've been guilty of saying this exact thing multiple times, but the hard truth is not that we don't have enough time, it's that we're wasting the precious time that we do have. Dave Ramsey, my favorite financial expert, always says, if we don't tell our money where to go, we'll wonder where it went. And I truly believe this concept is true of time. If we don't tell our time where to go, we're going to wonder where it all went. Some weeks I feel like I blink and it's Friday and my to-do list hasn't gotten any shorter. And those same three things that I've been wanting to do are once again rolling over to another week. And this cycle is not only bad for my mental health because it causes me anxiety and it makes me feel like I'm not doing enough and I'm failing in more ways than one, but if I'm being honest with myself, I also know that I probably could have found time to do those three things that I keep rolling over on the to-do list. I just am choosing not to. We oftentimes choose to scroll on our phones for 30 minutes on Instagram versus cracking open a book. We choose hitting the snooze button instead of waking up early and getting a jump start to our day. We choose wandering around Target for an hour instead of working on that project we've been wanting to do. We choose watching Netflix at night instead of finishing the things on our to-do list that we've been meaning to finish, or that project that's been sitting in the corner, or finally finishing a book that we said we wanted to read. And all in all, there's absolutely nothing wrong with any of these things. And truthfully, sometimes you need to hit snooze or wander around Target or watch Netflix for an hour because we're not machines and we all deserve a little self-care. But at the same time, we have to ask ourselves, what's more important? We have to ask ourselves if we're going to give in to short-term gratification, or are we willing to make a sacrifice and spend our time doing the things that will get us where we want to be 6 months or a year down the road? I really want to challenge you to look at your day, look at your week, look at your month. I guarantee you can find a few hours each week where you are wasting time. I guarantee that if you go back to those goals that we made in our last episode for 2022 and think about how you're planning to get there and how you've been spending your time, you'll find that you have small pockets of time that are likely wasted that you can use to help you achieve those goals that you made. Let's say that your goal is to live a healthier life this year. While you're waiting to heat up something in the microwave, maybe you can use that minute and a half to do 10 squats. Imagine if you did that every single day. Or if your goal is to read more, maybe you start carrying around a book with you, and when you're standing in line for something, or when you have a free moment, or when you're sitting in the pickup line waiting to get your kids, maybe instead of scrolling on Instagram, you crack open that book and read a few pages. Imagine if you did that every single day. By finding these small pockets of time in your day to focus on things that matter to you, you'll not only feel more productive, but you'll actually be more productive. Time is one of those few commodities that we don't get back. It's a limited resource. It's non-renewable. And it's the one thing that we wish we all had more of. And what I don't want for you is to let another week or month or year go by and let not just the things on your to-do list, but those big goals to roll over. I want you to be able to accomplish things, and that starts with taking a really hard look at how we're spending our time. Don't worry, I'm going to be doing this too. I can be honest with myself and say I waste so much time doing things that probably aren't important or getting distracted throughout the day. But the first step is identifying what those are, and the second step is taking action and starting to implement small habits so that I am better utilizing my time to be more productive and to really fulfill the life that I want to have. Because if I'm just wasting all my time watching Netflix, that's not really the life that I want to have. Go back to the last episode. Go back to the parts of your life that you want to focus on. Think about that person that you want to be 6 months from now, a year from now, and think about how you're going to get there. Because let me tell you, how you spend your days is going to be how you spend your life. Okay, the next thing that we're going to be auditing, and we talk about this a lot here on the Bold Business Podcast, is going to be, yep, your calendar. I want you guys to not only audit your personal calendar, but I also want you to audit your professional calendar. So if you have been using a calendar, whether it's a paper calendar or a Google calendar or whatever, I want you to look back at the past year and take a peek at all the things that you said yes to. Were they in line with your goals? Did they bring you joy? Would you say yes to them again? Depending on the answers to these questions, I want you to think about what you should say yes to and what you want to commit to going forward this year. I remember when I was in high school, and this was a while ago, I used to say yes to literally everything. I joined every club, and I didn't just join the club, but I had to like be the president of every club. I couldn't just like show up to a dance. I had to plan the dance. And it wasn't until I went to college that I learned this magical word called no. This two-letter word was the first time that I had used it probably in my whole life. And that's not to say that I didn't participate in things, but I learned the value of establishing boundaries and protecting your time. As I mentioned before, your time is one of the only things that you cannot get back in this world. You can always go make more money. You can always go buy more things if you lose them, but you can't buy more time. And while it may be hard for others to understand why you say no to something, if it's not in line with your values and your goals, good riddance. I don't even want to think twice about it. And I don't want you to feel guilty or change your mind for saying no. But I do want you to really take inventory of what is important to you so that you can say yes to those things first. And then the things that may not be as important to you, think about whether they're worth your time. It's all about making quick, informed decisions and then standing by them. Just this past November, I was looking at my calendar and immediately I was feeling overwhelmed and stressed. Before the month even started, I knew all the things that were about to happen, and I knew that they weren't, there was no way it was all gonna happen based on my limited resource of time, and I knew that something had to give. So I personally made the tough decision that I wasn't going to be able to host Thanksgiving at my house this year. And the old Amanda would have probably just overcommitted and been stressed out and sacrificed sleep in exchange to get all the things done, which would have probably likely made me very snippy and not the best version of myself and not the person that I wanted to be. And I know that all the things would have gotten done, but they would not have gotten done to the standard that I wanted them to get done. And I wouldn't have even been able to enjoy the month or the holiday. And that defeats the whole purpose. Like, why do we have a business and why do we have these busy schedules if it's not to be able to enjoy time with loved ones? So I said no to hosting, and luckily my mom is an angel and she's like, no worries, I'll host at my house, no big deal. And I got to show up as a guest and I made my side dish and all was well, and I got to enjoy the holiday. And I am sure there are things like this for you in your life, things that you overcommit to or things that you dread doing. Get rid of them. Like, we're in control of our own lives. It's funny, but I feel like we, a lot of times, put so much unnecessary stress and pressure on ourselves that really doesn't have to be there. It can feel like we have to do all the things all the time. Like, you constantly have to say yes to every client and every inquiry, and you have to respond to that email immediately as soon as a client asks you for something, and you have to run to your computer at 10 o'clock at night. And we just allow the boundaries to be so blurred. And trust me, it doesn't have to be this way. Truly looking at what your hard yeses and hard nos are and holding strong to those in regards to your calendar and your time this year is going to make all the difference. And if you've been afraid to do this because you're a people pleaser, yes, that's me. I'm a people pleaser. And I will admit it. Then I am giving you the permission to say yes to the things that matter and say no to everything else. But in order to do this, you have to know what your goals and what your values are as a person and how you want your life to look like. If you're an online business owner or an aspiring online business owner, this next section that we're going to be auditing in our life is for you. But I will say, even when I worked in the corporate world, the strategies that I'm about to talk about are the exact ones that I personally would implement within my 9-to-5 job the same way I do with my own online business now. So obviously we are auditing our business, and I like to keep it simple when it comes to auditing my business, and I stick to what I call the 3 P's, which are people, processes, and profits. People meaning my clients and my amazing team. Processes meaning the systems and strategies that we have in place. And profits meaning the data behind what we're doing, our revenue goals, and the financials of the business. Which I know this can seem overwhelming, but usually this only takes me a few hours for me to dig into all of these different areas and truly identify patterns and create a game plan in order to move forward. So what this looks like in a really tangible way is me evaluating the team and asking myself a lot of different questions. So questions like, are they in the right role? Am I leading them well? How can I challenge and empower them more? How can I pour into their education so that the company is stronger? Am I doing my best to communicate clearly and effectively? Are our clients happy? What can we do to improve their experience? How can we attract more of our ideal clients? How can we be more efficient with our time? Are we charging the appropriate amount? Are we prepared with solid systems to onboard new clients? How can we improve our systems if not? Is our messaging, marketing, and branding all in line? Where can we improve? How much revenue did we bring in? Are we in line with our profitability calculator? Are we comfortable with our profit margins? Where can we improve? Where can we cut back? These are just a few of the many questions I like to think through when auditing the 3 P's of my business. I think the most important thing to do when auditing your business is really to look at it with a bird's eye view and be brutally honest about this past year, or you can even do this on a monthly basis on a smaller scale if you wanted to, because you usually know where you can improve and the areas that might need a little tweaking or maybe just a little bit of a refresh. Trust me, don't underestimate the power of revisiting things like your automations and your website and your contracts and invoice templates and all the things that you sort of set up in place and then you move on from because they're done and they're one less thing to think about. I recently, back in December, went through all of our marketing materials, all of our free resources, the website, literally every piece of content that we're pushing out. And I ask myself, is this in line with our branding? Does this resonate with our audience? Is it converting well? How can we refresh it? Does it have maybe an accidental typo in there? Because guess what? We're human and that happens. I just had somebody message me the other day that was like, hey, I found a typo on your website. And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't surprise me because I literally created the website. So I'm human and I probably made a typo, but also thank you for letting me know. Refreshing those things and making sure that your team and your actions and your goals and your values are all in line is truly what's going to be essential to your success in the new year. It sounds simple, right? Like look at your people, look at your processes, look at your profits. That is basically your whole business. But there's so many different layers that go into it. And I feel like you can make this a long, drawn out, overwhelming process, or you can just make it really simple. And this also helps if you are doing this on a monthly basis, whether that's digging into the analytics or financial reports or looking at your team performance, whatever it is that you're most comfortable with. I do recommend doing this at least once a month on a smaller scale so that when you go to look at the year as a whole, it's one, not nearly as overwhelming, but two, it allows you to really understand a snapshot of a bird's eye view of the year. Because sometimes what happens is we forget what happened in January once December rolls around, because that was 12 months ago and a lot happens in 365 days. And how are we expected to remember it all? Having a documented place where you just jot down some notes at the end of every month and then you're able to look at that at the end of the year, broken up into these three different categories, again, allows you the freedom to be able to make informed decisions. And there's nothing better than being able to make decisions based on data, even if they're hard decisions. Maybe that means that you have to let a team member go. Maybe that means you need to look for ways in order to increase your marketing efforts and attract more clients. Maybe that means the wrong person is in the wrong role. Maybe not. Maybe it means all good things. Maybe it means your profitability is soaring and everybody's in the right place and, you know, you're just full steam ahead. But no matter what the situation is, it gives you the opportunity to be able to then make decisions throughout the year based on where you are and where you want to go. And you know that, and you're not just guessing. Now, the last piece of our business and our life that we're going to be auditing is something that you're probably not going to expect me to say. And that is, I want you to audit your happiness. I want you to ask yourself, am I happy? Like, am I truly happy? And here's the thing. Happiness isn't a destination. It's a journey. And I don't subscribe to the notion that people oftentimes say, when I blank, I'll be happy. For instance, when I make 10K a month, I'll be happy. Or when I get my house, I'll be happy. Or when I have a baby, I'll be happy. Or when I find a husband, I'll be happy. Or if I can just land this client, I'll be happy. Or if I can just leave my 9-to-5 job, I'll be happy. Those are all things that are going to support the life that you want. And there's nothing wrong with wanting those things. But those things are never going to make you happy if you're not already happy on your own. I truly believe that happiness is a choice, and we have to choose it every single day. Now, that's not to say that I don't have bad days filled with self-doubt or frustration, but even in those moments, I don't allow it to steal my joy and my happiness. I can still take a step back and feel joy for where I am in life, even if I let a moment of frustration happen. Because a bad moment does not make a bad day. You can if you let it, but it doesn't have to. So I want you to ask yourself, if you're not really sure what the answer to the question of, am I truly happy? Ask yourself, when is the last time you did something purely for fun? not because you had to, or because it's fun for the kids, or because your husband really enjoys doing it. No, what have you done that's fun for you? And it serves no purpose other than being fun. It doesn't move your business forward. It doesn't accomplish your goals. It doesn't do anything other than bring you joy. Maybe it's going out for a solo run. Maybe it's trying out a new coffee shop. Maybe it's attending a floral workshop. Maybe it's grabbing lunch with a girlfriend that you haven't seen in forever. Whatever it is that truly makes your soul smile, I want you to ask yourself, how many times did you do that thing in the past month or the past year? It's probably a lot less than you think. So let me ask you this. How can you schedule, because you know I love my calendar, more fun into your routine? I hate to contradict myself and say, go ahead and scroll for an hour instead of working on your goals. What I'm saying is I want you to have intentional fun. And I want you to schedule it and I want you to put it on the calendar. Because again, we want to tell our time where to go. And we want to prioritize the things that matter, that support the life that we want, so that it brings us joy and happiness. I know for me personally, one of my favorite things to do is go on date nights with my husband, because we love trying new restaurants and we'll do silly things, like things that we used to do when we were kids, like go bowling or laser tag, or he's really good at like axe throwing. So we've done that before, all different kinds of just fun activities that literally serve no purpose. Like bowling doesn't help me in any way other than the fact that it's just fun. But I will say, if we do not write it on the calendar and schedule a babysitter, weeks would turn into months, which turn into quarters, and there will be no date nights in sight. So I really encourage you to think about those things that put a little extra pep in your step and make time for them. Make space for them in your monthly routine. Give yourself permission to do something that is fun and it is just for you and nobody else, and don't feel guilty about it in the least bit. Because let me tell you, by doing things that are fun and prioritizing that joy, it fills up our cup so that it overflows and we're able to fill the cups of those around us. Those that are most important, like our significant others, like our family, like our friends, like our employees, like the people that matter. After all, the whole point of being in control of our own lives is to live a life of abundance and joy. That's the whole point. That's why we wanted to build these online businesses and work remotely and have flexibility and freedom. It's so that we can have more joy and more space within our schedule and our lives to be able to focus on that. So it doesn't matter what that looks like, but I want you to prioritize the joy in your life. Okay, let's take a look back at the ways in which we can audit our business and our lives that we've talked about throughout this episode. So number one is auditing your precious, precious time. Number two, we want to audit our calendars. Identify what your goals and what your values are for this year, and say yes to the things that are in line with those and say no to everything else and don't feel guilty about it. And if you're in the online business world or in business in general, use the 3 P's, people, processes, and profits, to audit your business and let these 3 P's guide those hard questions that you're going to be digging into when you're auditing your business. And the last piece of the puzzle is we want to audit our happiness, because we want to have joy-filled lives. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for being here. If you loved this episode and plan on auditing your own life and business, do me a favor and head on over to our most recent Instagram post at the Bold Business Podcast on Instagram and leave a comment with your biggest takeaway. I love hearing from you all and how you're implementing these strategies into your everyday life. It's seriously so fun, and it makes talking into a microphone in my closet all the worth it. And I'm going to ask you for one more thing. If you haven't already, would you be so kind as to leave me a review? It would truly mean the world to me. Thank you guys so much for being here, and I'll chat with you next week. I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me, or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at the Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, will you do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review? Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.